WGCH News Center time is 7:51. John Iannuzzi in for Tony Savino with Matt Cahen here in the WGCH News Center. WGCH.com from anywhere. And as promised, on the line with us now is State Senator Ryan Fazio. Good morning, Senator Fazio.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, I have a list here of things that we have to get to, including the live, work, ride legislation. But I did just have on Connecticut Business and Industry Association, and we were talking about House Bill 6710. It was about insurance and real estate for small businesses. I wondered if you had any thoughts on that. I know that these businesses weathered a lot the last 3 years, and a lot of them are based here in Greenwich.
Yes, seriously. And in order to make our economy work, we need our small businesses to work. People love our small businesses, especially down here in Greenwich and Stamford. They're really the backbone of our local economy. And this proposal is a bipartisan one that is aimed at reducing health insurance costs for them and their employees, ultimately. Unfortunately, it's being opposed by a senior Senate Democrat, who I think was filibustering it this week, and I'm not sure why, but it is a good proposal. It's a bipartisan proposal, and hopefully it advances because our small businesses need it.
That's the sense I got from CBIA, and the one word that you just used there was bipartisan, so to get there, everyone worked together, right?
Yeah.
Which in Hartford, in Hartford, that's not something to sneeze at.
No, it isn't. And, you know, I every day I try to work in a bipartisan manner with my colleagues. And I think Carrie Wood is the lead Democrat on that item. And I think my colleague Tony Huang from Fairfield is one of the lead Republicans. And, you know, they're smart. They're collaborative. They care about our small businesses, and it's a good proposal. And so I do hope there's a change of mind from one of the leading senators on that committee and that we can move it forward.
Tony Huang, a very hardworking senator. I was at a Starbucks one time in Newtown, Connecticut, and he handed me a card that said, "I'm your senator."
I need those cards.
Very retail politics. Hey, you serve as the ranking senator on the legislature's Planning and Development Committee, and you had a press conference yesterday to speak about the shortcomings of this live, work, ride legislation. What was that all about?
Yeah, great question. It's a very important issue, and it's basically on the matter of local control of planning and zoning. Work, live, ride is one of a deluge of bills proposed over the past couple of years that would roll back our local control of planning and zoning and development. And specifically, it would take away vital infrastructure funding from towns like ours if we didn't acquiesce to a 30 unit per acre as of right density within half a mile of transit stations. So you think the Riverside train station in Greenwich with its single-family zone neighborhood around there, a great neighborhood, it would be theoretically required to have as-of-right zoning up to 30 units per acre under this bill. That's not the right way to go, but it's yet another proposal that would take away our local control. So we spent 14 hours debating this yesterday after the press conference, in which we brought together local voices, again, of both parties, saying that, hey, we can take care of our own decision-making here and all the nuances that are involved and all the different disparate interests that are involved better than it can be taken care of in a one-size-fits-all manner from Hartford. So 11 or 10 a.m., I think we had our press conference bringing people together, announcing our opposition and our support for alternative policies that can create affordable housing with local input. And then from 11 a.m. to, I got home at 3 a.m., but I think the debate ended at 1 a.m.
You could have woken me up. We had overlapping work requirements. So,
yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, listen, this is why we send you to Hartford to do this tough work.
That's right.
Do you feel like, are you satisfied with where it's at right now?
No, I'm not satisfied until it's gone, until we have better policies. And at the same time, yesterday's debate, I think, went well for those of us who are strong proponents of local control. I think we did a better job arguing our point of view, and our main proponents, which were regular citizens and, citizen government officials from across the state, but especially from Lower Fairfield County and Greenwich, probably in particular. Margarita Albin was there to testify against it, our chairman of planning and zoning, and other Greenwich officials and leaders. And the main proponents of the bill from a group called Desegregate Connecticut, obviously a provocative name in and of itself, did a very poor job of explaining themselves and their purpose. And so I think it was, from that point of view, it was a positive day for our cause, but the numbers are stacked against us, and, you know, we're fighting like David against Goliath on the issue.
Well, I know you'll give us updates as, you know, as things change. In just a couple of minutes left together, we're joined right now by State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. You ever see those commercials where the guy becomes his dad?
I'm
turning into that, man. Senator, I am going around the house and shutting things down and watching the costs of energy. And I talked to someone and I said, listen, I'm going to be talking to Senator Fazio tomorrow. Energy costs, okay, and getting relief for ratepayers has got to be top of mind as we long for the days of spring, just a couple of weeks. But we're still very much in it, and the rates are exorbitant.
Yeah, the electricity rates in Connecticut are too damn high. They went up by 40% to 50% this winter on top of levels that were already too high in the first place, probably the highest electricity bills in the continental U.S. That's not acceptable. There are inbuilt reasons for that, but Connecticut state policy bears responsibility too. So I also am the ranking member of the Energy and Technology Committee in the state, which is charged with policymaking in this area. I asked for this assignment as well. And at the beginning of the term in January, I released a 6 or 7 part plan that I think could reduce electricity costs by over 10% per household per year. That plan, in some of its parts, was rejected by the leadership of that committee and the state legislature, but there are other parts that they're still open to. And so now I am negotiating a larger package with the lead Senate Democrat on the issue, and we're trying to work in a bipartisan manner to hopefully reduce costs on the margins. Again, not as much as I would like originally, but still on the margins. Increase reliability of the grid in the long term. We're electrifying more stuff, like the vehicle fleet and heating, and we're not going to have the generation to keep up in 20 years, and that's a very important thing.
It really
to
is.
To make sure that we can keep the lights on in 20 years. And then also to strengthen our oversight of the utilities to stop the abuse of ratepayers, of customers. We saw that there is a challenge to the Aquarian rate case, their rate increase. For customers, and so we've got to give the state regulators the oversight.
I hate to do this, but we're out of time, and I really appreciate the update, and thank you so much for calling in. And each time Senator Fazio calls in, there's plenty of information from Hartford that is so, so useful, and we really appreciate that. Matt, a quick look at the roadways as we wrap up this hour.